Hey folks, this is Sam Roberts.
Hey, this is Kim Mitchell.
This is Hannah Georges.
This is Matt Mead.
This is Derry Graham from Honeymoon Suite, and you are listening to...
You're listening to
The Hulk Caesar Show.
CHMR-FM.
CHMR-FM, Newfoundland's only alternative. Newfoundland.
Welcome to the Hulk Caesar Show on CHMR-FM. I am your host, Hulk Caesar, and with me as usual is Marky Mark. Now, Mark, how are you doing this week?
I am doing great, Caesar. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Well, this week we have the first of our guests associated with a big show at the Rock House on June 17th. The event is to celebrate the release of Mike Heffernan's new book, Let It All Fall, Underground Music and the Culture of Rebellion in Newfoundland, 1977-1995. And the show will feature Fur-Packed Action, Chevy, and Box. And the artist joining us in the studio this evening was a huge part of the heavy music scene in St. John's during the 1990s as a founding member of the band Potmaster. More recently, she has embraced the vintage sounds of yesteryear. She's a regular performer with Spirit of Newfoundland Productions and has toured the island with Brian Way and Sandy Morris. Along with Janet Cole and Kellyanne Evans, she forms the comedy trio Box. Over the years, they have delighted audiences with their double entendres and are excited to be reunited after a long hiatus. Natalie Noseworthy, welcome to the Hulk Caesar Show.
Hi!
Hello.
We're going to chat about Box and Natalie's amazing musical projects and performances over the years and find out what we can expect on June 17th at the Rock House. Musically, we're going to spin some 90s St. John's rock, courtesy of the Cashin Collection. Natalie's also going to honor us by performing a few little snippets of maybe her songs on air.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. To get us started, here's Liz Band and Belly Painting. Ooh. On the Hulk Caesar Show.
You and me.
we're back on the Hulk Caesar Show on 93.5 CHMR-FM Memorial Campus Radio. Joining us in the studio this evening from the musical act Box, who are performing at the Rock House on June 17th with Chevy and Fur Packed Action. It's Natalie Noseworthy. Now, Natalie, you've been involved with the local music scene since you were a teenager, is that right?
I have been, yes. Yep.
What are some of the bands that you played with?
Well, how I got into it's a bit of a long story, but basically, I showed up on the scene. I was fresh back from Ireland, which is a whole other story into itself. But because of the incompatibility of their system, I ended up getting put ahead a year. And then when I came back, they were like, no, you got to go back a year. I won't bore you with that. But then it got all shagged up.
They kept Mark back a year, too, but I think for a different situation.
I went ahead a year.
That's not true.
Then I came back, and it was right when the grunge was sort of exploding. So I sort of was like, got really way more distracted onto what was going on in the scene. I was like, this is way more exciting than the school stuff, because, I mean, I already did this advanced thing, so I'm like, was feeling all cocky and like smart, and then mm-hmm. I came back, and it was kind of like I was bored or something, and then I had to get put back again. So I kind of lost interest in that and totally got drawn into the Liz band, who we just heard. Mm-hmm. Hardship Post, mm-hmm. Potbelly. Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear a lot of that stuff tonight.
Yeah, they came around a little bit later, and they like this was right when I was sort of like drifting away from school. And so then I became obsessed. I was just like, wow, like this is so cool. And you got to think back, like this is when Nirvana just had come on the scene. There's all this energy that there was mm-hmm. this sort of like...
Oh, I remember.
Cultural energy, right? Like of
I remember
people.
Seeing Smells Like Teen Spirit for the first time on Much yes. Music, the world premiere of the video.
Yeah. And so there was a sort of collective energy that it was just this wave, and I really got swept up in it and wanted to be part of it, obviously, because mm-hmm. it's just in my nature to want to be the center of attention. That must be why I chose this profession. That's a Box song. So then I met some awesome people on the scene. I was really focused. I was like, I want in. And I don't mind admitting that. I was like, I really want in on this scene. Mm-hmm. So cool. I remember seeing Jeff Young Husband for the first time. I was like, who is that cool guy? And Don Ellis. I have this specific memory of being in a bar. I sort of snuck into bars. And just seeing these dudes, I was like, they are so cool.
What bars were you sneaking into back then?
I guess it's okay to say it now, right? No one's going to get in trouble. That was The Loft.
Yeah.
There's a story about that, too, about me passing out. It had nothing to do with being intoxicated. Well, a little bit intoxicated, but we can tell that story, too. But I met some really cool peeps. And then the first band that I formed actually was called Snatch. It's really fitting now that my first band was Snatch, and now I'm talking here about Box.
Full circle.
And I mean, it makes me seem like some kind of fiend, but no, I'm classy. But so the first band was Snatch, and then it was Potmaster. Then Darshiva. Mm-hmm. We started off as Shiva, then that name was already taken apparently, and then we turned it into Darshiva. Mm-hmm. And then Potmaster. Yep. And then a few years after that, I was in Live Girls. Pick up the phone. Remember back in the 2000s, there was this advertisement, you know, like for calling in to talk to girls. And I was mm-hmm. like, Live Girls, pick up the phone.
I haven't recorded.
Do it.
That's how Mark saved money. He called it once and recorded it and just listened to it a bunch of times.
Okay.
And, cost effective.
Okay. And then there was also Triple Cream going through my whole band.
Do you remember the first live show you played?
First live show. I've kind of been performing my whole life, like, because I
at a bar. How about?
Yeah, I come from a musical family. Like mm-hmm. my mom is a folk singer, Phyllis Morrissey. So I grew up with like watching her do CBC specials and all these things. So kind of like what's in the cats and the kitten kind of mm-hmm. thing, right? But in terms of the rock scene, basically I came on the scene and shortly thereafter I was like rolling with it. The first show in the scene was a Snatch show at. Was it Peace Accord? No. It might have been Peace Accord, or it was either at the LSPU Hall.
Yeah.
But we sort of played a couple of shows around that time. and the guys from Bung, we had them as our sort of mascots. We had like Phil and Arthur. They had this little thing where they put their hand down their pants and put it out the zipper with the sort of it's hard to explain.
Classy, I understand.
So we had like mascots that cheer us on. So we're like, this is great. Like we had all this like a support, you know, kind of like energy. So yeah, so it would have been then, you know, probably one of those all ages shows.
Yeah.
Or and actually Richie Perez did some.
Yeah, we had Richie on the show back in November.
Yeah. Okay. He did a great job of digitizing a bunch of stuff. And so, thanks to him, I got some footage of that time. I think it might have been our first or second show of Snatch. It's amazing to observe how your voice matures over time. I'm a little bit mature now, although, you know, I kind of feel it. But, you know, as time moves on. But yeah, like, I guess I would have been 16, and my vibrato was so, I guess, overactive. It was like, I guess maybe like half nerves and just not having a developed voice.
Yeah.
And now I have a lot more control.
All right, well, let's hear a young Natalie. Here's a track from Natalie's former band, Darshiva, from the compilation album Danger Falling Rock. It's Gatekeeper. On the Hulk Caesar Show.
Broadcasting from the campus of Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland, you're tuned to 93.5 CHMR FM. Available around the world via MP3 stream at www.chmr.ca. Mon Radio. It's radio without frontiers.
Volunteering, it can begin with the simplest of gestures. A gift of time, energy, commitment. Something precious that grows stronger with every hand that touches it. And grows across communities and through the very fabric of our nation. And begins, once again, with the simplest of gestures. To Canada's 6.5 million volunteers, thanks. A message from Volunteer Canada, the Government of Canada, and this station.
You're listening to 93.5 CHMR FM and the Hulk Caesar Show, and today we're joined in our St. John's studios by Natalie Noseworthy. As part of the comedic musical act Box, she'll be performing alongside Chevy and Fur Packed Action on June 17th at the Rock House. Now, Natalie, Fur Packed and Chevy are two pretty big bands from the 90s St. John's scene, and that lineup from Fred's a couple weeks ago was any indication. It seems like all three of you are still pretty popular.
I know. Well, we're kind of just riding their coattails.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, we have followers, too.
Yeah.
But no, it's an exciting group to me.
You've known these guys for years, I'm sure, eh?
Yeah. Well, I actually played a bit of drums with Fur Packed when Barry broke his arm back, like, circa 96, I guess.
Yeah.
And Barry broke his arm, and myself and Phil Winters were, like, really, like, guitar players who really had our eyes on the drums, and we kind of, there was a little bit of competition, friendly competition, so we split the gig, and we both did a few songs. But yeah, no, the guys are great, and I was at their first show at Peace Accord.
Yeah.
Shortly after Popmaster disbanded, and, yeah.
Now, your current trio Box consists of yourself, Janet Cole, and Kellyanne Evans. And how did Box first come about?
Box first came about. Okay, so we were on the road. We do all kinds of. I mean, since the rock and roll days, I sort of like keep expanding my horizon. So yeah. I pretty much do everything now, right?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about some of that a little later too.
Yeah, and so I think we were on the road doing either Fleetwood Mac tribute show or I think it was like Fleetwood Mac tribute show, and it was with Janet Cole, and Dana Parsons was involved in that, and Kellyanne, and. So I think at that time Janet had a music school, and I was involved at that, helping her out, doing some vocals and some, you know, stage training or whatever. And it was, you know, kind of focused on rock. So and so there was kind of this feeling in the air of people wanting to start a band, and wouldn't it be fun, because we were just teaching the young ones how to start, you know, a rock band. And
that must be fun.
Yeah. And so we were like just around that feeling, and so I can't remember who was talking about, they're like, we should a band. I'm like, well, you know, obviously you're talking to the expert here. I'm just kidding. No, I mean, I'm not really an expert, but you know, I was like, I have a lot of experience, and I was like, well, you know, obviously, then I just, you know, all I needed was the idea. I'm like, okay, like, leave this with me, this is gonna be great. So I was like, okay, if we're gonna, it has to be all girl band, right? And the girls were like, yeah, let's start an all girl band. And we're like, hey, who's gonna play what? And I'm like, well, obviously I gotta be on the drums, because I love drums. Mm-hmm. And it just started off as just a laugh first. You know, just kind of like, more like a joke.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of growing up with like L7 and Bikini Kill. Mm-hmm. And what was the other one? Babes in Toyland.
Babes in Toyland, yeah.
Luna Chicks kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I was like, it has to be like kind of badass, kind of like Riot Girl or something. I was like, let's call it Box. And we all had a laugh. You know, it was like funny. I was like, no, like, we're really going to do this? Like, and it sort of just sort of, because we were with some other musicians at the time, like Sandy Morris, our good friend Sandy Morris. And it just sort of took on a life of its own, just the concept of it. Just like, let's just have a laugh. And so Sandy was like, yeah, well, your first song should be Deep Inside. So right off the bat, people started giving me song ideas, or just like, we were just like having a laugh, you know. And so I started like writing down, you know, song ideas. And we were sort of just toying around with the idea. It didn't really kind of come together for a while. But what we did was we just, because we're so cocky, Box is cocky, because we're so confident, we just started like putting out advance promotion about this sort of yet to be, like, we hadn't even written a song.
What year was this?
We just started putting out all this promo about this amazing band, Box, and how amazing we are. And we did all the, we went around because we were, you know, around all our buddies. So
when would this have been? What year do you think?
This would have been like 2000.
I'm going to guess 2011.
Yeah, or probably just a little bit before that, probably 2010.
Okay.
Or, yeah, around there. Yeah. So we started going around getting advanced testimonials from everyone and sort of putting them on the spot. Jody was one of the people we put on the spot, and Alan Doyle, like all the crowd, right? Like all the musicians were like, we just sort of ambushed them and we'd be like, what do you think about Box, the amazing new girl band? And they sort of didn't, like, we were like, and you're, you know, you're on camera. And so people started developing this life of its own, mm-hmm, without us even having written a song. Mm-hmm. And so then we were like, this is getting ridiculous because we've built up all this hype. We really got to tweet the right song. And so we had lots of notes to choose from. And I just got inspired and just started writing tunes. And the first one I wrote was Deep Inside, the title was courtesy of Sandy Morris.
Yeah.
And just started from there. And it just took on a life of its own. So finally what we did was we recorded the tune and did the video all in the same night. And that was for Mrs. Get the Blank.
Yeah.
I'm doing so good. I'm like, oh, great, I'm gonna curse. So we did that, and so we started off as kind of like a heavy rock band.
Mm-hmm.
And Jill Porter jumped in on, mm-hmm, guitar for that. And then over time, we just sort of drifted into being a trio. And so that kind of works best for us. So there still is a lot of rock influence, but we're just a really weird mix of influences. We're kind of like a new genre, like box rock.
And what can people expect to see on June 17th? What kind of show is it going to be?
Well, we're picking out our most heaviest songs, but it's just me and a classical guitar. It's really weird. So I said to the boys, I was like, you're aware that we're acoustic, but we're so badass. It's sort of weird. Like, we get this weird thing because we sort of take on characters.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of take on these sort of like rock characters. I mean, we are already kind of our characters, but it sort of frees us up to be these ridiculously indulgent characters that have like roots in a rock kind of vibe, even though it's not. Well, we did our rock song, Mrs. Githa, and we did do a rock sort of format at one point, which was when my date brought a date. Mark was asking about that song. I'm going to sing it for you. It's a very funny true story.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. And then we had a backing band, so we were still we were a trio at that point with a rhythm section,
yeah,
and a guest guitar player. But since then we've drifted, and we've been on and off for, you know, a bunch of times, and now Box is back. Box, it's the second coming of Box. What can I say? Do you want to hear about the story about how my date brought a date?
Sure. Yes.
It's a true story. So I draw on, basically I was just telling you guys that the theme for Box is kind of sexual.
Mm-hmm.
And not, I hope people don't think I'm some kind of nympho or something, because it's not the case. It's just that we just sort of narrowed in on the theme, and that sort of, it all centers around dating and things of a sexual nature. And so all the comings and the goings, and all the ridiculous, some of it's just made up, and things that I've heard, you know, like, oh, that'd be really funny if I made a song about that. And some of them are true stories.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of these stories, oh, and also with Box, it's multi-genred. So we started off just balls to the wall. Box was balls to the wall. Rock. And since then, because of all our influences, and also we do all kinds of different shows too. I mean, we've played for everything from, like, we're doing a rock show,
mm-hmm,
but we also do all kinds of different audiences, and so there's something for everyone,
yep,
with Box. So this, and also because of my my own influences, I have everything from, I have a vaudeville number. This one, my date brought a date, is kind of a little bit folky. We also have are you done with debt? It's a, a waste not what not tip of the hat to the St. John's dating scene. Pass it along. That's very like, hey, diddly dee. It's kind of Christy Moore sounding. It's all over the map. But my date brought a date. I won't pull out the guitar for this one, but I'll give you a quick idea because, you know, with just being a woman on the scene, we collect some ridiculous stories mm-hmm. and experiences. And in St. John's, I don't know if this is true. What do you guys think? Is there more females than males?
I moved back here married, so.
Right. Well, this was our theory anyway, our box conspiracy theory, that they're out to get us because it's like the guys have, you know, they can, I don't know. I don't want to, we love guys, so I don't want to put them down, but, you know.
No, go on.
They can be a little bit, I don't know, there's a plethora of options, so.
And, most are horrible.
I'm a bit of a diva, and I'm owning that these days. You know, I require a certain level of attention. But anyway, so I'd seen this fella for, this was back.
Do you want to name him?
No, he shall remain unnamed. I'm not. I have class. God love him. One thing about me is I don't. There's no bad vibes with me with anybody in general. I'm a bit of a hippie. I'm just like peace and love, brother. But I do get it out in songs. The songs can be a little scathing, mm-hmm. but it, you know, it's all if you know when I see the person, it's just like peace, brother. but this one, I'd been seeing a fella for you know a few months, enough to be like dating him. Mm-hmm. This was back in 2012 mm-hmm. and he was coming to our shows and you know I said well we had been doing a regular gig at well I won't say where it is because then he's going to be like it's about me not that he can't not know it's about me
say, anyway. He's pretty specific.
But anyways so it was coming up to New Year's and we're going to have a big rock show because we started off as a rock band so it was pretty important to us like we're going to you know, and, you know, I got a bit of an ego. Who doesn't? I mean, and that's my big night. It's, you know, I'm going to be a rock star in my rock star moment. So I said to him, you know, obviously you're going to come see us. I mean, you've been coming to see me play all the time. But I was like, you know what? I know it's all about me, obviously. I mean, you know, I know this is all about me. But I'm trying to be a little bit considerate. So, you know, bring a couple of your buddies, too. You know, like, bring a couple of your buddies. You don't have to pay. It's all on me. You know, put your names on the door. You and a couple of your buddies. And you can even drink on me, too. Like, you don't have to pay. And so I was like, this is great. I'm like, I'm so stoked to get the band on the go. And I can't wait to have my date. Because it is New Year's. I mean, come on. I'm not just working. I want to enjoy myself, too. And didn't he show up with a gal? You can't make this stuff up, honest to God. And God love him. I mean,
How did the rest of the night go?
It in that department, it didn't really go that great.
What about the midnight kiss?
Well, this is what I'm getting to. So let me see. My date brought a date. I have my table of contents here. One second here now. I should know the lyrics, but Box has been in the vault for a while. But I'm just going to quickly sing this a cappella just so you can get an idea. I'll do it a little bit faster. I was playing in a band and a fella, he came to my show. Between the jigs and the reels, we got on to go. We were dating for a few months till I said to him, you know, 'tis almost the season, I'll be gigging then and so. If you like, I'll put your name on the door and bring a buddy along, sure, so you don't get bored. 'Cause I know that you'll be waiting for me until they close. But the friend that he brought was wearing lipstick and stilettos. It's a pretty vaudeville moment. That was the night my date brought a date. I shook her hand and thought for sake. Then I asked, can I get you a beer? And I wished them a happy new year. To him, it was like the most natural thing in the world. It's true, too. He was like, whoa. But for me, when I said bring a friend, I didn't mean a girl. They counted down to midnight to January the 1st. As couples kissed, I thought, well, this is going to get awkward. 'Twas then I decided I didn't care 'cause I was turnt. When the thing that you thought that the otter was thinking, they weren't. Now, it was not the best day, but believe me, there have been worse. You'd think this stuff was comedy, all written and rehearsed. The least I could do was to facilitate. It was on me. Giving makes me feel great. I only shed one small little tear and said, don't mind me. I'll just stay here. Ye go on. That was the night my date brought a date. Felt my blood pressure rise and my ego deflate. And as they went off without a care, I wish them a happy new year. Happy new year.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Great. It's funny because it's true. So I was pretty pissed off at the time. But.
Amazing. Well, let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
Let's listen to another one of the bands playing at the Rock House on June 17th. I talked to Fur Packed Action's Jody Richardson a few days ago, and he told me something about their upcoming performance. But I think it's a secret. I'll just say that the upcoming show at the Rock House is going to be something special. Here's Fur Packed Action with Middle Class on The Hulk Caesar Show. It's now time on the Hulk Caesar Show for community announcements. Mark, you mind helping me out with one of these?
All right, everybody, let's see. Spring 2023 marks the 10th Record Fair NL event, featuring over 50 tables with tens of thousands of LPs, CDs, cassettes, and memorabilia. They'll also have social and kids areas, food, drink, and more. When is that? That's Sunday, May 28th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the St. John's Farmer Market, 245 Freshwater Road, St. John's. Admission is $2. And under 12, as in years old, come for free.
Are we going to card children to make sure they're under 12? I would. I want that job.
I don't think they get IDs for 12-year-olds.
Well, you can win tickets to see the Rural Alberta Advantage at the Rock House. Coming up on May 28th at the Rock House, the Rural Alberta Advantage will be in town. If you've never seen them live, I have a couple times. They're pretty amazing. From what I hear, tickets are just about sold out. But thanks to our friend Aaron at Sonic Concerts, the Hulk Caesar Show has a set of tickets to give away. You can just visit our website at www.hulkcaesar.com and click the link at the top of the page to enter. Now, you must be 19-plus years of age and available to go to the show on May 28th at the Rock House in St. John's. We'll collect entries for the next 7 days, and then we'll draw a winner on next week's program. So thanks a lot to Aaron at Sonic Concerts and the Rural Alberta Advantage for those tickets. And as always, community announcements are a free service of CHMR-FM and the Hulk Caesar Show. And if you want something you'd like mentioned on air, you can submit your announcements by visiting our website, www.hulkcaesar.com, and clicking the button at the top of the page. Let's keep on going here. Natalie, you want to do another song for us?
Sure. So the one I just sang a cappella was, little kind of folky, little vaudeville. This one is sultry rap. We like to rap, we like to rock, we like to do it all. Mm-hmm. It's very confident. This song is very confident. This foolish pop-up keeps coming up. Really wants me to log in. I'm like, don't block my lyrics. Yes, I'm looking at my lyrics because Box has been in the vault for a while. You know, we're still a little bit rusty.
I have to look at my lyrics or else I won't know what to say.
Right? I mean, I technically do know them, but they've been... I'm still dusting it off a little bit, so... Not now, Mon. I won't be logging in right now. Okay, so this one's called Night Emissions. It's about releasing energy. in the nighttime. You can, yeah, come on, boy. With a Marky Mark in the first one. Yeah, come on. Feel it. Ooh. You're gonna get what you've been wishing. Baby, what I do to ya. When you're so fed up and you need to let loose, coming at you like a freight train, rocking down the track of love, climb aboard my caboose. Gonna squeeze you like ripe fruit, gonna work a thing or two, till all that's left is the juice. It's too late for you to go home, boy, why don't you stay here? Gonna use any excuse. Baby, it's the night time, I look how the time is flying. Can't blame me for trying, boy, you know I got the mad skills, don't wanna keep them to myself. Yeah, I need to apply them. Now it's dead, I'm spying. That reaction's not surface, must be something underlying. I can tell that you're feeling me. It's the way you're giving in. It's the way that you're complying. I am. Night emissions. Oh. You're gonna get what you've been wishing. Won't you climb on board, now I take you for a spin. I don't need to know where's been. Just wrap it on up and we'll call it win-win. I'm gonna wear you like a second skin. Yeah, it's getting a little messy, got something on my chin. Don't wanna waste it, that'd be a sin. So much to be doing, I don't know where to begin. I'm happy to be hanging with you, and hanging with me makes you that much more cool. Won't be stuck for something good to do. Inhibition is the only thing you're gonna lose. I'm a diva, I can pick and choose. I'ma lather you up just like you were shampoo. I got the job, boy, you got the tool. You the driver, come on, baby, let me be your screw. I need your admission that you need night emissions. I'm a star, your ignition, boy. I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission, on a mother effing mission. I need your ambition in so many positions. You want to audition? I'm willing to listen. You got my permission, rub it till it glistens. Oh. Night emissions. Oh. been wishing. Oh, you're gonna get, you're gonna get, you're gonna get, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get, you're gonna get. You're gonna get what you've been. You're gonna get, you're gonna get. You're gonna get, you're gonna get it. Oh, yeah, boy. Woo!
Awesome. Man.
That's a hot song.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a character. I mean, I'm actually kind of shy. Sure, sure. I'm shy. It's just, it's a persona. It's a, well, I'm called multiple personality. And that's just one of the personalities that comes out after a few drinks.
Before we go to their track here, do you want to tell the story about when you passed out on stage?
Yeah, so you just played the Darshiva song there earlier, and God love 16-year-old me, but I cringe. I just, ugh, I can't listen to it. But I know it was like, I mean, the buys are great, the actual the band. When I listen to my voice, I'm just like, ooh, cringe. But I still try to, you know, appreciate. And I'll probably listen back to this and cringe too. So it's all relative. But yeah, so.
I do weekly.
You're like, oh God. But you keep doing it, I right? Because you're just compelled. So yeah, so I really wanted, you know, to be older than I was. Now I want to be younger. Actually, no, I like who I am now. But yeah, so I was trying to get in on the bar scene and I guess, you know, keep up with the people that were older than me. You know, like they were all like the Bung guys and Liz Band and Pop Billy. Like the whole scene was like 10 years older than me. So I was like, yeah, I want to keep up with everyone. And, you know, there were imbibements and things of this nature.
Mm-hmm.
Imbibements, you know, party things. And so...
And went by the blocks to get that stuff.
What?
Went up to the blocks boy to get that stuff. What?
And so... So at that time, I was kind of really self-conscious physically. I kind of still am, too. I'm still kind of obsessed with, like, working out. But back then, I was like, I know what I'm going to do. I want to wear something really hot. And so I didn't eat that day because I wanted to fit into this really tight shirt that I had. I wanted to not be bloated. And so, but consequently, I had no energy. Like I was a little bit weak. And so, am I allowed to talk about puffing? I am, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So I had a big old dry hash. Before.
That's what I'm saying. You got from the blocks.
Probably a hash. Yeah. So. I had a dry hash before I went on, and or we weren't supposed to go on. What it was that Potato Bug were supposed to go on. That's when John Rose in the band, and he had just had an arm injury, so he was like, had to be on this medication, and he showed up and was like, I'm a little bit out of it because of this medication, or something like that, or I can't go on.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go on last. And we're like, no, we're going on last, or second, last, or whatever it was. And they're like, no, you're getting bumped up to first. And I was like, Buzz, like, I don't feel very good. I feel really weak. And they're like, come on, pull it together, get up on stage. And so I was like, I'm not joking. I'm really, you know, I hadn't eaten and just had this puff. And no, everybody else, like, that was just, you know, that was just like dessert. They were just like, I'm ready to go on. Like, but for me, like, I hadn't built up that tolerance to weed. And anyway, so they were like, no, come on, you got to get up. So I got up. And I was like, wow, I'm really out of it. And also, I don't feel good. And so I got into, like, the first song played. And first, like, riff of the first song started. And I was like, okay, just got to get into it. And so I started sort of just swaying a little bit. And, like, I got maybe 10 seconds in. It was like, hey, we're Darshiva. And I got, like, a few little oohs out. And that's where I lost consciousness. And apparently, I passed out. I fainted very gracefully, apparently. But I hit my head off the monitor. So I was, like, out cold. Like, I was having, like, a full out-of-body experience. I was somewhere else. Like, I was, like, having a totally different experience than what was actually happening in reality. And then I sort of came to, and people were, like, standing over me. And, like, oh, my God. And I had to be, like, lifted out. And so from then on, like, it was kind of like this infamous thing. Like, there was all kinds of, you know, stories about what happened and, you know, what she was on. Mm-hmm. And really, I was just weak, you know, just, but yeah, so.
Goofballs, probably. High on goofballs.
So that was, you know, maybe, you know, our second bar show, or our first bar show, our first bar show at the Loft.
Yeah.
I think it might have been our second bar show in.
Where was the Loft? Was the Loft above the
Market Square? You know where that Art Deco building is? It looks like it's out of like Miami somewhere.
Yes, I do.
Yes. It's like right next to that.
Yes.
Right next to that, it's the top floor. So that was kind of like this infamous thing. So just thought I'd tell that because it's always a fun story to tell, right? It was like probably my first bar show or second bar show. And then they had, you know, were worried about me the next night. They were like, are you going to be able to perform? I'm like, yes, it's fine. I eat something. So always eat before you go on, gang, because who cares about fitting into that outfit?
All right, well, let's go to the track and then we'll come back. Here's another band that's playing at June 17th at the Rock House. It's Chevy with Month of Sundays on the Hulk Caesar Show.
I'm a dumb bird.
You're listening to the Hulk Caesar Show, and we are live from the second floor of the University Center on Prince Philip Drive. Natalie, would you like to play another tour? With Natalie Noseworthy from the band Box. She's going to be playing alongside Furpacked and Chevy on June 17th at the Rock House. Would you like to play another song for us?
I absolutely would. Thanks, Hulk, if that is your real name. Can I give the folks a little sample of what our song titles are?
Of course.
Because it really kind of gives a good feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over the map. We're going to pull out our more rock songs mm-hmm. for the show. We have hits like Come Here, You Wants Me. It's very confident. Deep Inside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another rap. Dudes Derail, Fight Over Me. It's about an alternate universe where you're so sought after, where there's more guys than gals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like blasé. We're like, I don't know, you all want us, so just fight it amongst yourselves and we'll take the winner. It's a ridiculous mm-hmm. Alternate universe song. Fight Over Me. You also got F Off, Give Me Space. Got to Meet. It's a song that will leave you wondering if you're hungry or horny. Hurt On, sweet little vaudeville number. I Can't Go True With Not Going True With It is when, because being in a band is a relationship, right? And so we've kind of had a few breakups and we got back together.
Mm-hmm.
This was about when we were going through a few issues. We're stronger than ever now, which is like, I'm so thankful for these gals in my life. I love them so much. And, what a blessing. But this was when I sort of like threw in the towel a little bit. And then I was like, oh no, I can't do this. So it's kind of like this back and forth. So it's like, I can't go through with not going through with it. So I was like, I'm gone. No, I'm not gone. I Gets Ghetto When I Gets Gone. That's Janet's quote. A little. That's actually a bluegrass number. I Reject Your Rejection. It's like, thank you for rejecting me, but I refuse to be rejected. Immature Dudes Can Only Be Bad News. That's a little bit of a soul number. My Date, Bride, Date, which you heard. My Box Misses You. That's a new one. Yeah, it's like when your heart, when your mind knows this is not a good situation, but there's still unresolved energy coming from the lower regions. Night Emissions, Smoking All The Time. That's a bit of a reggae-inspired number. Smoking all the time, smoking all the time. Smoking so much that I can't get high. My throat is sandpaper, my mouth is dry. It's the one thing that I always have to buy. Sucked a face right off you. That's self-explanatory. It's that's very rock and roll. People are going to love that one. I want to suck the face right off you. I gotta warm up my voice before I do that one. Three-way. I will just say that's fictional. Let's see here. Too Cocky. That's about just confidence and not being afraid of it. Throw It In Me. I'm gonna play this one for you now. Throw It In Me. It's a sort of a joke because, you know, we like to sort of poke fun at how the age of romance is gone. And, you know, the best you can sort of hope for is, come here, Mrs. I Throws In Ya. And so it's a joke. I mean, obviously, but we're taking it. We're owning it. We're saying, okay, if that's the way it's going to be, then we're going to own that and have a laugh with it. You Makes Me Better. You're So Hot Till You Open Your Mouth. That's a good one, too. You're so hot till you open your mouth. So just try not to talk. Come on, baby, let's make out. You're going down, that's what. Keep yourself head and south. The things you say are not really what I'm about. But Throw It In Me is a fan favorite. It's one of our greatest hits, even though we don't even have a recording and we have greatest hits. So would you like to hear Throw It In Me?
Sure.
All right. And so it's kind of about gluttony, right? And then one of the things you can be gluttonous about is, you know.
Mark Bartino?
I have a feeling I'm about to find out.
I think I'm making Mark blush. Yeah, come on. This has a bit of Marky Mark. Hey, Marky Mark in the first one. What did I call you earlier? Mystery Mark. Remember Marky Mark and the Fresh Bunch?
Funky Bunch.
Oh,
funky
very much so.
Fresh
yeah.
Bunch. Yeah. Yeah, Funky Bunch. Whatever.
It was some part music, some part underwear model.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, it's like, come on, feel it. Good Vibrations, whatever that song is. So yeah, we're talking about overindulgence and everything that encompasses. It's really lacking without the gals singing. I mean, we really are a unit, you know, but what do you do? They couldn't make it, unfortunately. And Mun wants me to log in again. We'll just move that out of the way. Sometimes it feels like a bottomless pit, never enough to be throwing in it. All the vices that I'm trying to quit, love to throw it in, but you know it's not fit. Sometimes it feels a compulsive streak, tugging at my cravings like a ravenous freak. Always looking forward to the next treat, my intake's at an all-time peak. What I'm needing most of all for this endless craving's call is handsome Doug and Doug. I hope you're in it for the long haul. Throw it in me, baby, throw it in me, like Santa Claus coming down my chimney. I'll blow your sails like it was windy, bury your head in my sand until you're in deep, deep. Throw it in me, baby, throw it in me, ride me like a senior, ride your 10-speed. Want you to make me howl like a Benji. The way you throws it in is an epiphany. Eh, eh. Little Cranberries moment there. Eh. Yeah. Come on, boy. Let me scroll down here. Oh, sometimes it feels like an endless void, smoke enough till I'm paranoid. So many things that got to be enjoyed, and I think you're such a handsome boy. Sometimes I feel so insatiable, keep it coming cause I'm never full. Give it to me cause you're capable. Is that your head I'm feeling under the table? What it is most that I need, other than a big old feed, won't take you long to agree. You're so pent up, why don't you set yourself free? Throw it in me, baby, throw it in me, like Santa Claus coming down my chimney. I'll blow your sails like it was windy, bury your head in my sand until you're in deep, deep. Throw it in me, baby, throw it in me, ride me like a senior, ride your 10-speed. Want you to make me howl like a banshee, to where you throws it in is an epiphany. Eh? I'm craving it with a passion, it never goes out of fashion. Want to see you blow your cannon, there's hard evidence that it's really gonna happen. Try it in me, baby, try it in me, like Santa Claus coming down my chimney. I'll blow your sails like it was windy, bury your head in my sand until you're in deep, deep. Throw it in me, baby, throw it in me, ride me like a senior, ride your 10-speed. Want you to make me howl like a banshee, the way you throws it in is an epiphany. Eh? Hey. Yeah, come on, boy. Throw it in me, baby, throw it, throw it, throw it. Throw it in me, baby, throw it, throw it, throw it. Throw it in me, baby, throw it. We're having a feed tonight. Throw it in me, baby, throw it, throw it, throw it. Throw it in me, baby, throw it, throw it, throw it. Throw it in me, baby, throw it. Having a feed tonight. Don't be shy.
That was great.
Thank you.
Amazing. Well, that's Natalie Noseworthy, and she's part of the trio Box. They're going to be playing with Fort Back to Chevy on June 17th at the Rock House. I'm guessing it's sold out, but...
It's there might be a couple of tickets left at the door, but ooh, I'm not sure.
I heard that door rumor, but I didn't know if it was true.
I don't know. The door is probably ravaged by now. It's probably already ravaged. But
well, that's about all the time we have. I'd like to thank today's guest, Natalie Noseworthy, for joining us. Natalie, you got anything else you'd like to plug?
Oh, what would Box like to plug? I think I don't know. It's all I got.
All right. Oh,
yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And Merca, anything you'd like to plug, Merc?
Box?
Yeah, excellent.
Box is coming.
I hope the best for you, Merc. Well, Merc, we got quite the lineup of guests on the horizon. Next Wednesday, we'll have artist Nelson White, who recently exhibited his amazing work at the main hall in the rooms. Then on May 24th, we're going to be joined by a professor of oncology and genetics from Memorial University, Dr. Sevtap Savas. That's going to be interesting. I love having instructors on. They're so smart. To round out the month of May on the 31st, it's musicians Nicole Hand and Jody Richardson. We hope to have lots of new fun guests throughout the summer as well, so make sure you tune in on Wednesday evenings. And you can find our archive over at www.hulkseizer.com. Thanks for joining us on CHMR and the Hulkseizer Show, Newfoundland's only alternative.
This is 93.5 CHMR FM.